CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Three bills aimed at helping people who use powered wheelchairs are up for consideration at the state legislature today. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
The most sweeping of the bills creates a right to repair for powered wheelchairs. If it passes, manufacturers would have to sell parts and diagnostic manuals to wheelchair owners and independent repair shops to make it possible to fix and maintain them. A second bill would allow people to repair their wheelchairs or other rehabilitative technology without first getting approval from Medicaid. And a third one would require car rental companies provide vehicles with adaptive technology. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Train Company has agreed to a $20 million settlement with the federal government to cover damage from a 2018 wildfire. The 416 fire burned more than 54,000 acres over 6 months, making it one of Colorado's largest fires. Investigators say it was started by embers from a coal-burning steam train engine. The railroad denies those findings, but it has agreed to stop running coal-burning locomotives when fire danger is high. In Pueblo, the Evraz steel mill is so far weathering the economic sanctions against the Russian oligarch who owns part of its parent company. UCCS economist Tatiana Bailey says the current uncertainty may affect the company's operations and its ability to grow.
The supply chains are already in a lot of upheaval. So if they have a steady supply of steel, I don't think what's happening with this particular company is necessarily going to have an impact on their buying decision.
The mill recycles scrap steel into train rails, pipe, and other products. A new long rail mill is currently under construction, and a giant solar array designed to power it is complete. Pueblo is partly cloudy and windy today. Around Denver and Colorado Springs, more snow this afternoon. Across the state, it gets sunny and warmer toward the end of the week. Metro highs in the 40s today. Grand Junction, sunny and 51. In Vail, more snow and highs near 30. And those warmer temperatures are coming. Front range highs will be in the 60s and 70s this weekend. This is CPR News.